just to review what we wanted to accomplish was to talk about social entrepreneurship, just an introduction to social entrepreneurship. We wanted to see what are some of the pressing social issues that social entrepreneurs are confronting within the Spanish-speaking world. I then wanted to talk about how those social entrepreneurs, social enterprises, can use social media marketing with effective calls to action to allow people to help their cause and to create, to help their cause be even more sustainable and scale up the impact. I do want to say that in your social media marketing, the examples that I gave, the first example, all of their posts on Facebook were just sharing information, pushing out information, general cause awareness. And then the second example that I gave of the Pies Descalzos, we didn't look at their Facebook page or the Twitter page, we could have, but the only examples on that website were specific calls to action. Do this, give this, help in this way. What you really want is to create a balance. No one wants to feel like they're being shaken down every day with every tweet or with every Facebook post. On the other hand, when you do have strong followers, and it may seem kind of silly to give the Shakira example, she has a very large fan base, and her bae daddy, the father of her child, has perhaps even a larger fan base because of his role in the soccer world. And those loyal fans, what they have done is they have given them clear messages about how they can celebrate the birth of the child with them by giving to UNICEF. Now, what we don't know is what the effects have been, what the impact has been, how many people actually did do that donation that they asked us to do through the call to action. But if a person wanted to interact with that social enterprise because of their, however they felt about the founders, then they knew exactly how to do it. They made it easy for you to do it, and most people